We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, your only choice for local sports talk in the morning. Live from the Bryant and Stratton College Athletic Studio, this is Chuck and Winkler.
Ew.
Winner of 3 Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence on Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan.
Chuck and Winkler, we're served up by Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries. I'm Bart, that's Chuck, who is in Los Angeles. Frames, one other thing I have to do with you before the end of the show here is give you my Thursday night pick.
Yeah, oh, you're 5-0, right?
For I am 5-0-1.
5-0-1.
On Thursday nights, there was one push. And okay. I did, I don't think we've talked about this. I did lose $100 to you.
Yeah.
The Packers did not cover on Monday.
Yeah, but you were really excited about the Packers blowing them out, and I took San Francisco.
We also bet $100 on 4 other games combined. We split on those.
Yeah, I saw that.
So I won 50. How are you and Cody doing? Do you know?
You know, I don't know. I think you and I are like 175, right?
I owe you 150.
150?
Frames owes me 75 right now.
Really?
Wow. Yes.
You went? What'd you do? Go 3-0 against me?
Yeah.
Okay, I didn't see that part. I didn't really follow the games on Sunday.
Well, yeah, you were traveling.
Check your screenshots.
What's that?
Check your screenshots from Twitter.
Oh, yeah, yeah. No, I didn't. No, I was. I went to go see A Star Is Born.
You did?
Yes.
How was it?
Yes, I went to go see A Star Is Born.
That sounds like a Freeman movie.
Yeah, it is.
Everyone's seen that movie.
What's that?
Everyone's seen that movie.
I want to see.
Except for like me.
Yeah, I saw Star Is Born. I do want to see the 1976 version with Barbara Streisand and Chris Christopherson. My parents, I remember, talking about going to A Star Is Born in 1976 when I was like 9 years old. And I went to go see it, and I thought it was great. I thought it was excellent, man. It is a tearjerker. It's a sad ending, but I thought Lady Gaga, I don't know much about her, but I thought for a first time as an actress, she was fantastic.
Well, I mean, I guess I should have known. I mean, Stephen Newsman reported on it earlier.
This is Stephen Newsman with another Chuck Freeman update live from Los Angeles. Since arriving in L.A. this week, Chuck Freeman literally has not slept for 3 straight days. As a journalist whose life mission it is to cover Chuck's every move, that means I, too, have been running on no sleep. It's not just because of non-stop Brewers games either, folks. Before and after every game, Chuck has hit up every popular nightclub and expensive downtown restaurant, rubbing elbows with some of Hollywood's biggest celebrities. Hey, it's Hollywood Freems, I overheard Bradley Cooper say after a screening of his new film A Star Is Born. Come hang out with us, Cooper's co-star Lady Gaga said to Chuck. Picks or didn't happen, you might say, but Chuck is above all that millennial selfie nonsense. Plus, you should just take my word for it. If you cannot trust a member of the news media, who can you trust? So, if Chuck looked a bit tired in some of those viral photos from the locker room that were being shared across Twitter, now you know why. More to come, Stephen Newsman, Channel 5!
Wow, and well, you got to meet the two of them.
I can't confirm or deny that, but I did see their movie.
Wow.
I did see the movie on ironically, boy, this Newsman, man, he's got the beat on that, but yeah, I saw the movie and I thought it was terrific.
That's fascinating. All right.
Just terrific. I thought Cooper and Gaga, which I take Lady Gaga's not a real name, were great.
No, it's not. she has a different name. I think it's Stephanie.
Is it? I think it's Gwen, isn't it?
No, that's Gwen Stefani.
Oh, okay.
She was in No Doubt.
Here's who I get mixed up. Gwen Stefani, Pink, and Lady Gaga. Their music.
Oh, no, okay. I guess that's fair. Yeah, it's Stephanie Germanata. I was right about that. Yeah.
Okay.
Lady Gaga. Yeah,
when I hear a lady sing a voice, I'm thinking, okay, is that Lady Gaga, Pink, or Gwen Stefani?
Okay, no, I guess that's fair.
But, that's me. I'm old school. I'm not in today's music.
799-1250. Let's go down to Florida, Freems. We got to talk to Brew Crew Sue.
Oh, you're talking about Star is Born.
Yeah, I'm no kidding. Susan in St. Pete. All right, Susan, we're down 3-2. We're a little nervous up here. How are you doing?
Well, I'm exhausted, and I'm not even playing in this series, I'm telling you. But you know what? Yeah, it's coming back to Miller Park, you know, and, you know, they're going to win at Miller Park. They're going to do it. I know it.
So you kind of remind me of Barbara Streisand, to be honest with you. You probably saw the original, right?
I sure
What's
did.
That?
Yes, I You're did. The Barbara I did, of course.
Yeah, you are the Barbara Streisand of our show.
Thank you.
I think the Brewers are going to come back and win both of these games. And I have a hunch tomorrow night they're going to win that one in blowout style Friday night. They're going to crush them. I think they're going to win that game like 9-3.
Yeah, they're really due for a good outing, you know. Mm-hmm. But our offense just needs to wake up a little bit. But I think coming back home, I think being in their own familiar environment, it's going to be good for them. You know, they need this. It's tough when they're out there on the road like that. And this travel is just, it's got to be exhausting. It's got to just wear on you, you know, mentally. I get tired just flying up to Milwaukee from here. I'm exhausted when I get there. It's like, man, can't do it.
Well, don't get tired of turning us on the radio, Sue. That's just one thing you never want to get tired of.
Hey, I listen to you every day.
I like
know that.
That.
You know, I've got to, you know, you're my high for the day, you guys. You know, the crew, they're going to do it, but I want to see more Travis Shaw.
Yeah.
So what do you think of getting Granderson? What do you think of getting Granderson in this lineup? You think that would be a little jolt?
Yes. Yeah. You know, I was really thinking that. I'm thinking, well, maybe he needs to sit Lorenzo Cain one ring. Put Grandy in there. Yeah, I'd like to see that.
I wouldn't go that far, but yeah. Well, I want Cain still in the lineup. I like the, even though they're facing a lefty, I'd still like a way to get Granderson in that lineup, and even if it means getting Aguilar out of it.
I know. I was really hoping that I would see him in this series, but, you know, and then he's had, they need this kind of, but I like what Craig is doing with this little unconventional approach, you know, with the pitching. But, you know, I've seen that here in Tampa. The Rays have been doing it all year. They had 90 wins this year with that, you know, little mix-up with the pitching. And I kind of like that. But baseball is so based in tradition that they have a hard time changing and trying new things. And I think it kind of befuddles people of what's going on. Joe Buck was just all over it. You know, he was just, like, astounded. He just couldn't figure out what was happening.
I think
happening.
John Smoltz almost quit in the first inning yesterday on the broadcast.
I think those guys... Here's a little lesson for both of those guys. If they want to do Brewer games in the future, maybe you should pay attention to what's going on in baseball. It's just like they just flew in, they dropped into the broadcast booth. Guys, you're doing a Brewer game.
I know. They have no clue of any of the players. They don't have any clue of the history. Nothing. But you know, people need to be aware of what's going on. Nobody knows the Brewers. You know, anybody on the national networks. It's just like. They're astounded that this team is there and, like, who are these guys and what are they doing? But, you know, wake up. Yep, we're here. We're not going anywhere.
Hey, enjoy the game Friday, and we hope there's a game for you to enjoy Saturday too, Susan.
Well, there will be. I'll be watching. I'll be sitting there cheering them on. Go Crew.
Go Crew. That's Brew Crew, Sue.
Yeah.
On the Midwest Bank Hotline.
I really do think, Bart, my pulse of it is some of these national baseball writers have no idea about the Milwaukee Brewers. They have no idea. And they're writing, they're talking about the team, and they have no clue.
799 No, I'm with you. 799-1250. Let's go to Greg in Waukesha. What's up, Greg?
Hey, Chuck. Hey, Bart. It's an honor to talk to both of you fine gentlemen. So,
have you ever talked to us before?
I don't think so.
So are you, is this your first time calling?
This might be my first time calling. It feels like
the first time. Oh, player, don't be a foreigner.
I've called into other shows on the station. As a matter of fact, I called into Bill Michaels yesterday, but I'm really into this Brewers team. Unfortunately, I'm not going to be able to watch the game on Friday night because, Chuck, I know that I feel like you're a little bit of a high school sports fan. I'm going to be covering for McGivern the Catholic Memorial and Jefferson playoff.
Okay. Well, the playoffs are starting already, huh?
Yeah, for tomorrow.
man, yeah. Alive, that went quickly. Of course, when you start the season in July, I guess, you know.
Yep, I'm going to be the only blind guy standing on the sidelines. I'm a blind guy who reports at high school football games. I just listen to the PA announcers and then call in and tell McGivern what they said. So, and I stand on the sidelines, listen to the coach speak. So, anyway, I won't be able to listen to most of the game tomorrow. Of course, I'll be checking in on my phone. But what I wanted to say is I was encouraged yesterday by Brandon Woodruff and how much trust counsel put in Brandon Woodruff. He let him stay in there for a long time. Now, some could argue maybe too long, but I think, and here's what I think, guys, okay? I think the Brewers are going to have a lot of, like, prospects for eventual trades in the coming years because they can't keep all these pitchers and all these hitters, you know? And I just feel like in the upcoming years that we're going to be on the, you know, trading block with, you know, maybe pulling off some major trades to get some good guys, you know, on the team. So
they're going to have so much, Greg. And thanks for the call, and thanks for your hard work. And we'll listen for you tomorrow night.
And enjoy, hopefully, a Crusaders victory.
They're going to have so many different moves as far as the pitching staff and what's the rotation going to be. And I know it's tempting, and I want to a little bit, but I'm not letting myself think about that at all. I want to savor every moment of this race, this playoff ride, before we start thinking about next year. And yeah, you could look forward and think, well, maybe this won't be the last time we're in this spot, but maybe it will. I mean, the Cubs are certainly going to add some reinforcements in the offseason. The National League, you know, there's a lot of good teams that missed out on the playoffs. So next year we'll wait on that. I can't do it right now. Nope. But I do appreciate the foresight.
I do. It'd be sad to do it if we have to do it Monday. I mean, you know, obviously that's something that's a possibility for Monday. But I am not ready for this season to end. I've enjoyed the season so much. Going to games, covering the games, these last 2 weeks, you know, this whole run the Brewers have been on, going to Chicago and winning that tiebreaker, the series victory over Colorado. And so far, this Dodgers series, you know, even the last two games have been tough. I have enjoyed this series and this season so much, I don't want it to end yet.
Well, get out there to Miller Park and root the team on this weekend. And if you can't get there, Chuck, I think the next best place is just right down the road.
You got it. The Q Club of Wisconsin, the place to watch all your favorite sports action. And also, with your friends there, you can enjoy your favorite indoor sports, the huge entertainment room they got at the Q Club of Wisconsin, the tornado foosball, the shuffleboard, the electronic darts, ping pong, and a whole lot more. Coming soon this November, which is next month already, is the bocce ball leagues. They got the indoor bocce ball league. So if you're interested in that, contact the Q Club of Wisconsin. But going out to the Q Club in Wisconsin, out in Waukesha, is a terrific place to watch your sporting events because they got the volume on the game on. And not only that, hey, just because the game is on doesn't mean that the you got to scale back on the eats at all, because their food there is top quality. Wednesday and Friday nights, your choice of four different styles of fish piled high with all the extras. Yes, that fish fry they got there, it's so good they have it twice. They have it Wednesdays and Friday nights, and it's an award-winning fish fry piled high, all the extras. They're going to bring you a big mound of food. But also, if you're not a fish fan, well, they got an extensive food menu that has a ton of different other things to order. So if you want to go out there for lunch, go out for dinner, maybe watch some football, maybe watch the baseball game Friday night, it's all good to go at the Q Club of Wisconsin. They can also set you up with a private room. If you've got a party coming up, a private party for the holidays, well, the Q Club can set you up with a VIP suite with a luxury pool table. It is terrific. So they got games out there. They got the TVs with all the games on, and it's a great place to go. Q Club of Wisconsin, where is it located? It's in Waukesha, north side of town, 2454 North Grandview, Grandview Boulevard. Now, if you're asking me where the Grandview Boulevard is, well, it's the old Highway T. Highway T, go 94, Highway T West, take Highway T into Waukesha, about a half mile or so. You'll see the sign on the right, Q Club of Wisconsin. By golly, take it right there, and you're on your way to a terrific night or afternoon. Q Club of Wisconsin, I'm telling you, take the family, take your friends, enjoy the day, enjoy the good food, enjoy the game. The Q Club of Wisconsin in Waukesha.
This is Stephen Newsman with another Chuck Freeman update live from Los Angeles. You know what they say, folks. What goes up must come down. And no, that's not another ForHims.com ad. This is in reference to the nonstop Playboy lifestyle that Chuck Freeman epitomized during his first few days here in La La Land. That noise you hear is Chuck Freeman sleeping soundly in his hotel room, finally catching up on the Z's he's been missing out on. I thought about recording this update in a more whispery tone, but if I didn't wake up Chuck when I snuck into his hotel room and accidentally knocked over that lamp next to his bed, then nothing is going to wake this man. If you listen closely to Chuck snoring, every once in a while he gives clues as to what he's dreaming about. A couple minutes ago, he pretty clearly said, "When are these Brewers bats going to wake up, player?" Chuck's journey back to Wisconsin takes place later today, and so too then does mine. But rest assured, Chuck took every possible advantage of his time on the West Coast. More to come, Stephen Newsman, Shadow... Oh, shoot, he's awake! I must hide!
Our thanks to Stephen Newsman, as always.
You know, he did a report earlier this year where I had predicted, he said, I had predicted the Brewers were going to go 162-0.
Yeah, no, they got close.
Yeah, they won three in a row to start the season.
Yeah.
And, but he tried to stop me from placing a big bet on the Brewers going 162-0. He was like grabbing me and he talked me and he eventually pulled the money out of my hand as I was going up to the pay window.
Damn, so he's in a reporter that's interfering in the subject's life. You're not supposed to do that.
Yeah, but he, you know, he saved me. Because I was getting, after, you know, that early start, I was excited to them, you know, because they had the best record. I come in, remember they had the best record in spring training, too. Remember, they won the Cactus League Championship. We were doing the updates on that, I remember, early this season.
Yeah, so why do we care so much about the World Series? We're already champions.
They've already won the Cactus League. They won the NL Central. What else do we need to win? He prevented me from betting on the team going 162-0.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins from the Bryant Stratton College Athletic Studios. Your chance at UFC Fight Night tickets today at Fiserv Forum December 15th. And if you do not win these tickets, again, on December 15th is going to be Kevin Lee and Ally Aquinta. This is going to be broadcast nationally on Fox at the Fiserv Forum. If you don't win the tickets, you can actually... the pre-sales today for radio listeners, and the code is UFC Radio. You can find it at Ticketmaster.com. But the code, the pre-sale code, starts today at 10, ends at 10 tonight. UFC Radio, Ally Aquinta and Kevin Lee is the main draw. That will be again on Saturday the 15th. So to win those tickets, if you want the pair of tickets that we have to give away today, there'll be another pair tomorrow, but we have a pair today. We're just asking you to tweet us at 1057FMTheFan with the hashtag CWTickets. And we're asking you, how does the rest of this Brewer season play out? Do you think they lose Friday? Do you think they lose or win Saturday? Do you think the World Series? Here's some of the answers that you guys have been. Just a kind of a pulse of the fan situation. Josh says, Brewers take this baby in seven. The bats wake up from the power of the home crowd. Byron says, Miley's magic runs out. Brewers' dead offense stays dead. Series over in six. Ziggy says, six more wins. We're lifting a trophy. Ryan says, Dodgers in seven. Edgar says, we win the next two and then get the Sox in seven. And E-Rock says, big win in front of an enormous home crowd. Pressure's back on L.A. Chassin with a gem, and we're heading to the World Series. So kind of split there what you guys think might happen over the next couple of nights.
Yeah, I think 2-0. They're going to go 2-0 Friday, Saturday. And by Monday, we're talking about a Brewers Red Sox World Series. I do. It's going to take a lot of work to get this done, but I think the Brewers are going to do it, Bart. I think at the very least, go into a Game 7 on Saturday night, but I think they're going to win both.
Well, in 2011, they were in this very same predicament where they came back to Milwaukee down 3-2 and they lost Game 6. And the problem with that, you know, we've talked a little bit about this 2-3-2 format. As much as we had a good time celebrating in St. Louis, in Chicago, in Colorado, the Brewers, and when I say we, a little bit of you and me were lucky enough to be at those things. What the problem is now if they do lose, now you got to watch the Dodgers do that and tear up your visiting clubhouse. And that sucks. I don't like the prospect of that happening. I don't think that's going to determine one way or another. I don't want to see the Dodgers celebrate a trip to the World Series on Miller Park's field. I hate that that's in play.
And because there's certain guys in that team I don't like. I don't like the way they play. I don't like their I don't like what they do. I don't like what they stand for. There's certain guys in that team I just don't care much for, and that's Puig and Manny Machado. I hope the fans do get all over their ass on Friday and Saturday night, especially Machado, man. Tried to injure one of our star players in Aguilar. Fans need to come out and get all over him on Friday night.
799-1250. Yeah, boo him. They booed him after the break when he came to the Dodgers in the first series at Miller Park, and I didn't get why, because he didn't pick to come to either place. Now you boo him. Now you clearly know why. Let's go to Santo on the west side. What's up, Santo?
Good morning, gentlemen. I don't get Brewer fans that are freaking out. I understand being upset with the loss. I understand being upset with the offense right now. But we've had our backs against the wall all year. No one gave us a chance to win the Central. We won it. We won 12 in a row to do it. This is not insurmountable. We're at home. We have our two best pitchers going. We're going to have a rusted bullpen. We're going to have some home cooking. And the bats just have to wake up a little. If we can score, I think the first team, the five runs, wins Friday and Saturday. Because I think both pitching staffs are that good. And the Brewers can do it. I understand, you know, everyone's trying to mess around with lineups. Man, you got to ride the horses that got here. Granderson, I love. I just don't know against the lefty if that's going to work out. Now, I would love to see him in a game 7 on Saturday for sure, because that's a righty and that's a rookie righty. And I'd love to see if Buehler could do what he did all regular season in a game 7 of this. I think if we win 6, we win 7, because I don't think Buehler's up to that moment. That's a huge moment. And I don't know if a 22-year-old kid could sustain that. But I don't understand the negativity. It's been a great series. What's so great about it is that our young kids have played such prominent roles. I know Burns gave up a couple of hits yesterday, but he's been pretty solid. Woodruff looks amazing. All these kids, they're doing a great job. We just need our veterans to step up. And the key to tomorrow is going to be Kane and Braun, because those are two guys that usually can hit lefties well. And if they can just get on, you know, do their thing, I think we need a home run of Braun, and I think he's going to deliver. And I think we're still going to win this series. I don't get the negativity. These guys just need to, you know, the fans just need to realize we've had our backs up against the wall all year, and yet we found a way to pull through, and I think it's going to happen again. So let's go!
I agree. You know, I think Braun.
Go ahead, Chuck.
You know, you see Braun's batting average. I feel like his batting average should be better than that. I mean, he's been – I feel like his batting average – are they not crediting him with a couple of hits? What is he hitting, like 250? Seems like his batting average should be better than that.
There's three – to Santo's point, he says there's a lot of people that are negative about the Brewers. And just being online and talking to some of you guys and whatever, there are people that are being negative. And I grouped them into three types of reasons why, three types of fans here. All right, so the first type of fan that thinks the Brewers are going to lose Game 6 or 7 is you're coming from a place of analysis. You're coming from a place of, hey, I've seen this play out. Dodgers pitching is better than our hitting. The Dodgers are probably, you know, they got the momentum. They're probably going to win this game. Of the people that are thinking the Dodgers are going to win this weekend, I've seen, 1% of fans talk like that, okay? So let's scratch that off. Then there's the kind of fan that they're just saying that the Brewers are going to lose because they want to look smart and they want to get ahead of it. They just want to get ahead of it. It's easier to predict your team to lose because you can look like a genius after the fact if they do than just follow everybody and try to have some positivity. I'd say that's about 10% of that. And then everybody else, look, past results don't affect future events all the time. Yeah, it's nice to, like, you know, look at the trends and help predict and predictive stock markets and gambling, but this is a series independent from any memory you've ever had in 2011 or any memory you've ever had in 1982. Just because you've been a fan for this entire time, some of these people know. Look, Christian Yelich grew up a Dodger fan, okay? Some of these other guys grew up rooting for other teams or not caring what team they landed on. They have no bearing on whatever happened in 1982 or what happened in 2011, except for Braun, who was like the one guy there, and maybe Craig Counsell. So this is a completely different team. Just because you experienced it doesn't mean jack. This is a different team. It's a different situation. You can look at the past for predictive results. You can look at the odds. Dodgers only need one. Brewers need two. But I'm just looking at a team in Milwaukee that I think is, I think they can do it. And I'm going to look at the real, real recent results. They've won 12 in a row. They haven't lost two in a row since September until yesterday. This is a team that can do it. I don't know if they will. I think they can, but I'm certainly not going to talk about how the season is over after they lose two in a row for the first time since mid-September, when you've got a team that, Chuck, is two wins away from the World Series.
Yeah. Here's what our sports teams do. And for people who are pessimistic about the Brewers right now, because here's what our sports teams do. They get us to a point where we're over the moon, okay? And the Packers are in this as well. But mainly the Bucks and the Brewers. They sometimes get us to a point where we're thinking, all right, this is going to happen. This is going to be the year.
Yeah, up 2-1, I was thinking World Series for sure.
And they cut our hearts out.
But, people are talking about Justice Winslow and Duke. That has no effect on this. People are talking about the 2001 Bucks. That has no effect on this. Packers in the playoffs. That is just because you have a lifetime of experiences. Don't funnel that into the Brewers. Look, the Brewers are coming home. You have a chance. If you're one of these fans that think your life's terrible and your team's always let you down, you have a chance to impact that. Go to the game Friday. Get to the game Saturday. Get loud. Get behind this team. Don't tweet at the guys, at Yelich, at Aguilar, you've cost us a World Series. Don't bring negativity. They just check their phone. They will see that whether you think you're not important or you're not. Go to the game. Get loud. Be loud. Get behind this team and will them, literally will them, to a World Series victory and a World Series, at least, appearance.
Now, I would agree with you, again, that the past history doesn't affect this team at all. But, I mean, I can see where it affects fans and their attitude toward this
team.
So, get
over it. Go get a free burger today for you.
It is. It's tough to get over, though, because we've been burned. We've been led down that road so many times thinking this is it.
The alternative is selling all your tickets to Dodgers fans and just quitting.
Well, you know what? There's not enough Dodgers. Just like I didn't see enough Brewer fans out here, I didn't see a lot of Dodger fans at Miller Park. And you know what? No. And it's easy to experience the last two games and think, oh, the season's over. But the season is far from over. They got two big games coming up here. Well, the first one, you can't get to 7 unless you get by 6. We got two big games on tap, and I think they're going to do it. I think maybe I'm setting myself up, but I'm still all in. You know, them losing these last 2 days has not changed my opinion on that they can still win the world championship.
799-1250, Chuck and Winkler on the fan.
Now, it's Chuck and Winkler's Brew Crew Review. Brought to you by Bulfording Beer, Milwaukee's new favorite imported beer. Try it at your nearest Total Wine location. And by Palermo's Screamin' Sicilian Premium Frozen Products and Kraft Pizzas. This is the only station Brewers fans need. Sports Radio, 105.7 FM, The Fan.
And we're from the Bryan Stratton College Athletic Studios. At least I am. Chuck in L.A. returning later today. Before the end of the show, we'll squeeze in just a little Bucks and have a Thursday night pick for you, as I am 5-0-1 on Thursday nights. But this one gives me great pause, tonight's game, Broncos-Cardinals. We'll do that coming up. But the Brewers right now, 799-1250, they do lose yesterday, and they lose 5-2. So they're down 3-2 in the series. Wade Miley is going to pitch tomorrow night. He's going to start Game 5 and then start Game 6. Crazy like a fox? No, I wouldn't call it that. I wouldn't call it gimmicky. I would just call it the Brewers implementing a little strategy we just have not seen on this level. We've seen the Rays do it with Sergio Romo, have an opener. We've seen the Brewers do it with Dan Jennings, but he was a reliever, so you knew he was going to come out at some point early. But what the Brewers did is they deceived the Dodgers, or at least tried to, by putting their starter out. He does come out. Now, Wade Miley, if he would have continued, he'd be on pitching on 3 days rest. Pitchers usually pitch on 5, and so he's going to get that normal rest by Friday. And then Brandon Woodruff ended up having a great day. So, again, I want to steer everyone, if I can, away from the word gimmicky, because you did not see You did not see Brandon Woodruff throwing with his feet. You didn't see him throwing underhand. There's nothing gimmicky about it. It was just a strategic move. And quite frankly, Chuck, it did work for them.
Yeah, Sue, Brew Crew Sue put it best. Unconventional is the way the Brewers go about doing it. It's an unconventional way of thinking. And it wasn't the, it worked. It worked for Council. They lost the game, but the pitching end worked. Okay, if you can get 3 runs and 5 1/3 out of Brandon Woodruff, I'll take that. If you can get 3 innings out of Junior Garrett the other day, I'll take that. Freddie Peralta pitches his ass off the other day, and they still lose in relief of Gio Gonzalez. That could have got real ugly for the Brewers. After Gio went out of that game, and they throw away to Freddie Peralta in game 4, Bart, and he comes in there cold after a few warm-up pitches in the bullpen, and he comes in there and he pitches great. Now, that could have got out of hand. But you know what? The offense didn't help him out at all. But the offense is the big reason why they're down 3-2 in the series. It's 95% of the reason why they're down.
So now you got a game 6, and somebody on Twitter put it pretty well just a couple minutes ago. You basically have a 1-game wild card game to have a 1-game playoff, and both games are at home. So if you win on Friday, you've got a chance, really. Your playoffs then becomes Game 7, a chance to go to the World Series. Both games happen to be against the same opponent, sure, but both games are at home. You're going to have Wade Miley on the hill, who has been very good against the Dodgers this season. Wade Miley in Dodger Stadium earlier this year. Brewers win 1-0. He goes 7, gives up just 2 hits. Wade Miley then against the Dodgers on the 13th, which is what? 13th was Game 2? Game 2 was Saturday? Yeah. He goes 5 2/3, gives up 2 hits, strikes out 3. He's been very good against the Dodgers. Ryu's only faced the Brewers once this year. That was also in Game 2, and he went 4 1/3, gave up 2 earnings. We've been talking a little bit about what lineup changes you could see. Mm-hmm. I still think because of the lefty situation, I don't know if Shaw starts, and I think you still see Aguilar in there, but what's been happening is that when Shaw does come in, once the lefty's lifted, they do a double switch to put the pitcher spot back in the order. And then Shaw's been coming in, actually, or going over to first, knocking Aguilar out. If you're going to get Aguilar out or Granderson in or Santana in, you've got to move Braun probably to first. I don't know. I want to see Shaw. I don't know if they start him. I don't want to see Scope. I don't want to see Perez. I guess, start Shaw against the lefty. I'm okay with that.
Start. I want to see Granderson start against the lefty, but here's what I think what you need to do. Rio, the pitcher, is pitching Friday night, the left-hander. If you can get to him, then that allows them to – the Dodgers got to make a pitching change in that game, and they got to bring in the right-hander. That's where you get Granderson in the lineup, and that's where you get Shaw in the lineup. You get those two. How about this? Moustakas, who I love, and I want to see – part of this future. I want to see Moose here. But Moose is hitting 095. Would you maybe consider putting Shaw at third base?
Yeah, I would. Yeah, sure.
In place of Moustakas.
Yeah, he's not been hitting either.
Who?
Moose. You're right.
No, yeah, 095. Yeah, he's terrible.
Look, we just had a guy call, and he was going to get on, and then he hung up for some reason. But he wanted to blame Council. And there's been a lot of situational baseball that nobody pays attention to in the season, and now it's coming up. Should Arcia have bunted in the 7th inning the other day? Should they have walked Austin Barnes? All these different things. Should Jeffers have come in? I think when we look back at this series, if they lose it on Friday or even Saturday, you're going to look at a lot of those things, and maybe there's some things that Craig Council could have done differently, and I'm sure there's things that he'll think he could have done differently, all in hindsight. But what the series is going to come down to, and they've got to fix this by Friday, is the offense is putting the Brewers in those situations because there is none. Aguilar going 0-for-16, leaving 19 men on base. You can't be doing that 0-for-16 with runners in scoring position. They've got to get production from the bats. The pitching, while we don't have a Kershaw and we don't have an ace that I've been begging for years, that's not the hindrance of this series, is that the bats haven't been there. Kane hasn't produced. Yelich hasn't produced. Aguilar hasn't produced. Braun, when he does produce, says Yelich gets caught between first and second. So there's been a lot of mistakes, and it's coming at the plate, And I don't think that – I think Council, if there's some blame on him, you shove that down. If you want to blame the pitching, shove that down. It's the bats, man. It's just all about the bats to me.
Well, if you want to blame Council for anything, and I have one – the only problem I have with Council is in game four the other night, on Tuesday night when he decided to pitch to Bellinger. Okay, and he, you know, expanded the strike zone. And
yeah, I'm with you on that.
Garrett gave the base hit. Yeah, Garrett gave the base hit there. I would have, you know, but you know, even if they get out of that, and they go to the 14th inning. The way the Brewer bats were, who knows if they would even scored another run to win that game anyway if they got past it. But at least you would have given yourself a chance. That is the only time in this whole series when I would question Council and say, "Man, why did you do that?" Although I didn't like the idea of pulling Hader in game three out here in L.A. Monday night, you know, when Jeffress had his trouble. And that's, you know what, we haven't seen Jeffress the last two nights. We haven't seen him. He'll have a little rest, and he haven't pitched since Monday.
Chuck and Winkler, we are served up by Perkins. We'll wrap things up here in just a moment. Bill Michaels up next, 10 to 2. A big guest list on the Bill Michaels show today, including at 10:30, Chuck Freeman.
Yes, I've been there all week.
Stay tuned for that. Hey, Perkins right now, they are getting back to basics. It's all your favorites, and you can get them at Perkins Restaurant and Bakeries all throughout the greater Milwaukee area. We're talking about hearty breakfast combos. We're talking about the piled high sandwiches. We're talking about juicy 100% Angus beef burgers. They've got a new menu full of your old favorites, and they're available at Perkins starting at just $4.99. If it's a classic, it's going to be there. Kids eat free Tuesdays and Saturdays after 4 o'clock. Get a meal, and your kid then will get a free meal. That's at Perkins. We'll wrap things up. Coming up, Brewers fall to the Dodgers. Game 6 tomorrow. Tomorrow night.
It's definitely a test. We started off right. Got to lead. We just got to do a better job of protecting the lead. Kemba Walker, you know, he put the team on his back, made some big shots, big plays, but I came down to our defense at the end and free throws.
Chuck and Winkler served up by Perkins. Just a couple minutes left here before Bill Michaels. Everything we did not cover today, we'll get in a condensed little time here. Bucks do win 113-112. Chuck, they were up about 15 points most of this game. It was very comfortable. Giannis got in a little bit of foul trouble. The threes stopped going down. Hornets clawed back. Nick Batum, Cody, wide open shot at the end.
I thought that was going in for sure.
And it didn't even hit the rim.
It was awful.
It was terrible.
And another thing, too, about Batum, he's the highest paid player on the Hornets.
Well, he did not earn it last night.
No.
Bucks, 113-112. They start 1-0. They open up Fiserv Forum tomorrow against Indiana. We'll talk to Eric Name of The Athletic tomorrow at 8:35, as we will every Friday here throughout the season. Cody, what else did we not touch on too much today?
We didn't talk too much about the ALCS last night. The Red Sox won 3-1. Controversial call on what was possibly fan interference. About the Red Sox look to close out tonight against the Astros.
I'm all for, like, you know, if the fan reaches over and messes up a ball that's in play. Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Why?
If he reaches over the fence.
You're okay with somebody reaching over the fence and interfering with the play?
Oh, no. I'm all for if a fan reaches over the fence, it being called an out.
Oh, okay, yeah. I thought you meant you were okay with interference.
No, because then I would advocate.
Yeah, that's what
people.
I heard, too, Fritz.
Well, then, okay, yeah, okay. I will take that stance. You know those things in the pools when you try to save people? Fans should be bringing those and catching fly balls in the outfield. That's what I like. No, but what this play, I think why it was so controversial, is because it was out of play. The ball was in the stands, and it interfered with Mookie Betts, who was trying to, like Steve Bartman, that was in the field of play. If a guy jumps into the stands and then like tries to catch it and someone tackles him, that's fine. I mean, he's out of bounds. He's out of the field of play. So Astros feel like they got robbed, and I think they should. They're down 3-1 now. One more game. Is that game tonight?
Tonight, 7:09.
And then Boston could punch their ticket to the World Series in Houston tonight.
Real quickly, before we run out of time here, Bart, did you give me your pick for your Thursday game?
No. Do you have the spread on that, Cody?
1.5 favoring the road team, Denver.
Ooh, this is such a hard one.
Denver double down potential.
This is the hardest game to pick this week, I think.
This is the hardest. And there's some hard-ass games.
This is
pick.
A tough week.
I didn't even get to the spreads yet. I was just looking in our pigskin pick'em.
Yeah.
Just the games themselves are going to be hard. 1.5, Arizona at home. They just beat the Niners. Denver's 2-4. They lost 4 in a row.
Keenum's awful on the road, too.
I think he leads the league in picks. I'm going to ride Denver.
You're doubling down?
I'm going to ride Denver. I'm going to put my undefeated Thursday night streak on the line.
Okay.
Everything in me says, Bart, duh, take the Cardinals, you idiot. I'm going to ride Denver.
I like the home team, the home underdog in a primetime game. I'm taking Arizona in this game.
I don't think that the normally I will take the home team on a Thursday night, but the commute's pretty short from Denver to the desert, so I don't think that's going to affect it too much. Cody, what do you like?
I like Arizona. I think David Johnson's finally coming through, and I think they showed a lot against San Fran last week. In Denver, I hate on the road. They're like Dallas. I don't like picking those two teams on the road.
Well, I was hoping that Bart was going to bet me here.
And how often has Denver covered the Denver double down?
Oh, like never.
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 I never go with Denver in the Denver double down.
Well, I owe Chuck $1.50. How much do I owe you?
You owe me zero. We're even.
Okay.
What did I take from – I won 100 last week with you, didn't I?
Just on the Packers.
But I thought I was up 75 going in.
50. You're up 50.
Okay, I thought it was 75, but okay.
I promise you.
All right.
With everything that I have to promise on.
Okay. So what do you want to bet tonight?
Yeah, I do. I do. Okay. I will bet you the Denver double down.
Oh, 50?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, that's the rule.
Oh, so Denver's got to be the double down.
Yeah, if you bet on Denver, you have to double down.
Oh, okay. All right.
That's the rule. In. So I'll bet you 50.
50. I got – what is the spread there?
-1.5, Reams.
Okay, I'm getting 1.5.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
For the home team.
Yeah. Yeah.
Shoot.
I'm in.
Cody, I'm not betting you.
Oh, no, I don't want to. I'm out.
You're
this
on
game
a roll,
is,
Bart.
No,
what do you want to do?
Too tough.
I'm on a roll. I just lost $100 to you on the Packers.
Thursday night. You're Mr. Thursday night.
You got to stop betting on the Packers.
Yeah, I know.
You do.
You told me you weren't going to bet on the Packers anymore.
I know, but that was such a given.
No, it wasn't.
No, it wasn't.
Shut up, Ben.
They're bad. Oh. They're a bad football team.
No.
Chuck, travel safely.
See you guys.
See you, Frames.
See you guys.
All right. That was a little more. See ya. Cody, thank you. We're back tomorrow. Eric Name again, Bucks 835. Game 6 tomorrow night as well. Bill up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.